This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason with your host, John Rush. Presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, hour number two, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Really quick, you heard top of the hour news. If those of you that are on our side of the aisle think this whole Christy Noem thing will just somehow blow over, it's going to blow right into South Park with a full episode on dog killing.
Oh, yeah.
It will. And goat killing. Sorry, we left out the part about the goat, the stinky goat.
She'll probably be one of these evil people who has a private island and she'll have dogs brought to it so she can hunt them in the wild. I mean, or something crazy, something South Parkish, or go door to door asking people about their dogs.
Speaking of door to door, if I were a candidate of any kind, including our side, I would go door to door with my dog with me.
Some candidates do.
Well, I would.
It's, by the way, I've known some who tried that. They're very distracting.
Yeah, you'd have to have a very well-behaved
right.
dog that just sits there and does its thing and watches and
right.
all of that kind of stuff. And if you were a candidate and had that, would I highly recommend you take that with you door to door?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, given this. Yes. Absolutely. All right. Moving right along.
Well, fortunately, the whole party is not going to be tied to Christy Noem. That's not happening.
Well, the left will try to tie the whole party to Christy Noem.
No, they're not going to be able to
They
do
won't.
That.
Well, they'll try, though,
That's
Andy.
Not going to. First of all, she's going to immediately go into obscurity.
I agree. But I they mean, will.
Witness relocation.
Unfortunately, she has an R next to her name.
Yeah, I know. But
okay, really
she's
quick.
Not Trump. Go ahead.
Well, I know we're going to talk about Matt Gaetz in a moment as well.
Yeah.
But before we do that, I this is as much for Charlie as it is Andy. So, Charlie, you're listening because Charlie's the big grammar spelling expert. So I want Charlie, I don't have to do this on air, but just in my ear, spell folks like your folks. So are your folks okay? Spell that, Charlie. Oh, he got it wrong. I've never known Charlie yet to get a word wrong. He spelled folks, F-O-L-K-S. That's incorrect.
Okay.
On a lot of campuses, high school and college, you're not woke, Charlie, because the new spelling is F-O-L-X. For all of the transgenders and all of the things that are out there, you are not inclusive, Charlie, by using the K-S. Shame on you.
Where did you see this?
Well, it's becoming very popular. Go look it up. I'm not exaggerating. This is the new thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they want to have a hip way of putting it, of spelling it, why not?
Oh, on college campus? On college campuses, this is getting to be a big, like Latinx.
Yeah, but that never went anywhere, though. That bombed.
Well, we'll see where this goes. But this is, if you are a white, straight student on a college campus, you are already at a disadvantage. And then if you go and spell folks the wrong way, you're even more disadvantaged, Andy. And that's a true statement.
Wow.
It's getting that bad. It's ridiculous, actually.
Because I'm white, does that make me Wicks?
Good question.
Just wondering.
F-O-L-X. Just remember, next time you spell folks, it's F-O-L-X.
F-O-L-X.
F-O-L-X. Not F-O-L-K-S. And I'd never known Charlie to misspell a word, but he did today. He's laughing at me. All right, talk about Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz!
He's got a contender.
At the last second.
Okay.
Okay. Right at the last moment that you could basically announce, Matt Gaetz got a primary contender.
Oh, he's being primaried.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Where do I send the money to?
I know. Matt Gaetz, as we have often said.
By the way, I mean that seriously because I can't stand that guy. He has been more of a disruptor to our party than probably anyone yet that I can think of.
Well, you know, Kevin McCarthy, who, by the way, has been very vocal in his support and defense of Donald Trump.
Okay.
Just so you know, because he's been doing interviews and, you know, they'll ask him about Gates, of course. Why? Because, you know, the big brouhaha between the two of them, Gates drove him out of the, you know, out of leadership.
Right.
Well, and he has made the point that we have been making. And you can say, well, of course he's made it because he is bitter. Yeah, but he's made it very intelligently, and he's right. Matt Gaetz destroyed the party. Mm-hmm. Matt Gaetz ruined our majority.
Yeah,
and that's almost word for word what McCarthy said.
Okay? And I would agree with that statement.
Yeah. Well, now
just a naval aviator is taking him on. Aaron Dimmock. Am I saying that right? D-I-M-M-O-C-K. Dimmock.
Dimmock. Dimmock. Dimmock.
Okay.
I'll just say Dimmock. And, yeah, he is, I mean, this is apparently a very impressive guy. But he's from Kansas, you know, and now he's down there in Florida.
Okay.
But listen, this is what Matt Gaetz had to say. Aaron is not in Kansas anymore. This is Trump country. Our pronouns are USA and MAGA. I'm a proud Trump Republican. I stand shoulder to shoulder with President Trump to defeat Joe Biden, to secure our border, restore our economy, support our veterans, yada, yada, yada. I'll never stop fighting for President Trump or the people. I mean, Matt, you're all about one person, Donald Trump. That's all you have to say, which, by the way, you sound exactly like our state GOP chair.
Right.
All you talk about is one guy. Matt, you are supposed to be representing your district, okay? That's kind of your job. All right. I support Trump. John supports Trump.
Absolutely.
Charlie supports. We all support Trump.
Right.
That's great. Okay. Matt, what else? And by the way, you didn't say anything wrong about this Aaron guy to begin with. This Aaron guy, he probably supports Trump.
He probably does.
Yeah. What else you got, Matt? Is this all that you have to say? Is that this is Trump country? I'm a Trump Republican, USA and MAGA. I stand shoulder to shoulder with Trump. It's like, Matt, is that all you have to say for yourself? This guy is an impressive man. Okay?
Yep.
What did you say he is? Navy aviator?
Naval aviator.
Yeah, like Top Gun.
Correct.
Okay, so this is a Top Gun type, and you're saying, I'm Trump. This is Trump. We're Trump. This is a Trump. It's like, dude, you destroyed our majority in Congress. Okay? And all you have to fall back on is you're a Trump supporter?
I actually will say, too, that Aaron actually has a smile that doesn't look like he's a slime ball like Matt has. Sorry, did I say that?
Yes,
you did. Something about Matt all along. That guy, just something about him, to me, says, I'm a slime ball. I'm sorry. It's just the look that I could be wrong. Maybe he's a really great guy, although I would say by his actions he's not, because he had no plan of action even with what he did to the Republican Party.
He acted on his anger and destroyed us.
He acted on anger, nothing else. So I would tell you that, no, I am no fan. If he were here, I would tell him that. Somebody could send this to him for all I care. Yeah, my feeling is, where do I send my check?
Yeah.
Literally.
Matt, we have three fewer Republicans in the U.S. House because of you.
Correct.
It's all because of you. They're gone because of you. There goes our leverage. There goes our votes. We can't pass anything now, Matt. Nothing, because you're always going to have a few Republicans who are in very blue districts to where they got to fight for their lives every time, every 2 years. Matt, you ruined us. And by the way, our state chair had him speak here at our state assembly. What, are you people out of your minds?
You bring in
the guy who wrecked our majority.
You brought in the pot stirrer.
Yes.
Literally.
You brought in the great divider.
Yep.
Who picks and chooses which Republicans he wants to brand as bad.
Well, our leader here doesn't do anything different, Andy. They're two peas in a pod that way.
They are two peas in a pod, and it really blows my mind that these are the people right now that are in charge. By the way, I was listening to McCarthy on this. I don't have time to play it, but listening to him on this interview, and you should have heard the eloquence with which he was defending Donald Trump.
Good for him.
And praising him.
Good for him. Okay, we'll be back. Going to talk about RTD, by the way, when we come back. I promoed that. There's a great article that John Caldera put out here recently, which, by the way, is very much, if you look at Rhino Watch, John is on the wrong side of Rhino Watch, by the way, even though John's a great patriot.
I love John.
He's a solid guy, folks. So whether you're in the Rhino Watch end of things or not, we've not made the wall of shame yet, Andy.
You know, I'm almost ready to give up trying. I've done everything.
Can I send money to be on the wall of shame?
Well, I'm thinking of bribing somebody to get on the wall of shame. What more can we possibly do?
I don't know. I pretty much have laid it all out there, you know, what I'm for, I'm against, and so on.
John, I would pick it outside their offices and their house.
But I don't know who that is, Andy.
They won't identify
it's
themselves.
All secret.
Nobody knows who runs Rhino Watch.
I'm pretty sure who is.
Well, yeah, we have our ideas, yeah. But they're so secretive about who they are, which is, by the way, how embarrassing. You and I, do we hide our names?
No. No.
Never.
Not
We're
at
proud.
All. I'm pretty much out here as an open book on a daily basis. Speaking of open books, that is Veteran Windows and Doors right now. Free installation. Call today. Make that appointment. Tell Dave you want to get in on that deal. Find him at klzradio.com.
Veteran Windows and Doors guarantees every window and door they install is installed correctly. That means insulated, flashed, and sealed on the inside and outside for your benefit. It's because they follow stricter installation codes than what is required to protect you and your home from any additional costs or problems. And Veteran commits to a 5-year labor warranty because they want to go the extra mile. They are that confident in their craftsmanship and product. Veteran Windows and Doors will take time to make sure your home is weathertight during installation so that you remain comfortable throughout the entire process. Veteran promises they will always be there for you on the phone and in person in the rare chance any issues arise. Other companies give you a shorter labor warranty, and they may never return your call. For the month of April, enjoy free installation on your windows and doors with Veteran. Check out Veteran Windows and Doors today at klzradio.com.
$56 special for your mainline cleaning. That's High Five Plumbing. Give them a call today, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
High Five Master Plumbers know how to detect costly mainline problems before they happen. Your main line is the part of your plumbing system that allows harmful waste to flow away from your home. Problems with your main line can cause flooding, broken fixtures, and even contamination of your drinking water. High Five will inspect your line to make sure trouble isn't brewing. Trouble like roots growing into the mainline pipes, leading to very high-priced repairs if not found early. Clogged drains, funny smells, or new low spots in your lawn are also a few indicators that you may have troubles that you need High Five to check out for you. You can trust High Five's 4.8 Google rating to verify that they are the best choice to keep you protected from these plumbing emergencies. Call High Five Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling and tell them you're a KLZ listener for $56 off the inspection or repair. Just call 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE to protect your pipes.
All right, Premier Home Remodels, if there's something you've been putting off for quite some time, you know you need to get it done. And by the way, once you're done, which I just did a project with them, wow, what you do is you say, why did I wait so long? I should have had that done earlier. That's what happens with Premier Home Remodels. Call them today, klzradio.com.
Call Premier Home Remodels now to get your dream kitchen remodel. Starting the planning phase on your kitchen remodel now will get you back into your beautiful new kitchen by the end of summer. Premier focuses on customer satisfaction to build long-lasting relationships with you as you plan your dream kitchen. They are dedicated to building that bond. Premier treats every project with the exact same care and attention, no matter the scope or scale of the job, because they grow their company based off referrals and customer satisfaction. And it shows in their work. They work closely with you, providing professional input, a broader selection of material, and their exceptional attention to detail to make that new kitchen exactly the way you want it. Premier will do all they can to make your life during construction comfortable and safe. Details drive success when you work with Premier. No matter the scope or size of your dream remodel, start the conversation today with Premier Home Remodels by going to klzradio.com.
K&R Home Transitions, if you're looking for a new home or you want to get rid of your existing home, make a move, do whatever you need to do. Maybe you've inherited a home, you need to get that sold as well. K&R is there to help you with any or all of those scenarios. K&R Home Transitions, find them at klzradio.com.
Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions know what the true value of your home is, and they also know how to show its other features.
K&R Homes sold our house in 30 days, and we got $10,000 over our listing price. We needed someone who was going to help us sell the entire value. So much so that when they put our video together, we didn't even know the house. It was so great. It was a beautiful, well-prepared, very professional home that even we wanted to buy our own home.
Kat and Robin understand what's behind your home's bones to see what it's truly worth.
What makes Kat and Robin special for us was they sold based on value. Our other agent that we had previously was really focused on us selling by price because of the market.
You know what your home is worth. You need a realtor that understands that too. Call K&R Home Transitions today at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/homes to start. Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, before we move on to RTD,
yeah.
we have great listeners. They make me laugh. Somebody said that Matt Gaetz is the slimy version of Beefus or Butthead. Oh, you guys are great. Love you. You make me laugh. Yeah, which we need a good laugh every now and again with the way things are.
Yeah, we do.
Somebody just asked me, who do I think runs Rhino Watch? I will respond not on air with that one.
Yeah.
So I will respond in a moment with that. In the meantime, John Caldera, he wrote a great article here of late talking about Donald Trump basically saying that the left feels like Donald Trump's a threat to democracy. Although in Colorado, the legislature is moving forward with a bill to rip away direct elections of the Regional Transportation District Board. In other words, the RTD board, which, by the way, encompasses the largest population of any local government in the state. So when they say Donald Trump is a threat to democracy, which we don't have a democracy, we have a representative government. I know what John's meaning here, and that's what the left always says.
Yeah, he's using their own words.
He's using their words.
Right.
But isn't taking away the ability to vote for those that have more power over the largest population in local government doing the same thing, Andy?
Yeah, you're creating royalty, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are going to allow a couple of window-dressing elected seats to represent the 3 million suckers in the Denver metro area, while minion political appointees seize control of the state's largest government. By the way, for those of you that don't know, I haven't talked about this for a while. I used to talk about RTD a ton. Should probably get back to that. RTD's budget is larger than CDOT's, the Colorado Department of Transportation. RTD's budget is larger. In other words, they're collecting enough extra tax from you when you buy something because it's all funded in sales tax. Well, it's partially funded sales tax. They will back fund some of the legislature as well. But in reality, they have the largest budget of any entity in the state.
Is there anywhere where we flush money more?
No, RTD is the largest place to just burn money.
Yeah.
Literally. Every time I see a bus or a train go by that's empty, I just think, yep, there's my, you know, RTD, by the way, stands for Rapid Tax Drain.
Yeah.
That's what RTD stands for. And it literally is probably the one single-handedly largest bureaucrat, let me think of all the other names I could think of, load of garbage in the state that burns through more tax dollars than probably anything else with nothing in return. And I mean that sincerely. What are we getting in return for the, I think it's about $2.5 billion a year is what their budget is. What do we get in return?
Oh, John, when you look at bang for the buck, the amount of people that RTD actually transports for the amount of money going into it is insanely bad.
Yes.
Okay, insanely bad. And yet, if you say anything, you're told that you hate the poor.
I could buy the poor a car, each one that really uses the trains and the buses, those that really need. I did the math years ago, Andy. This is no joke.
No, I
did the math years ago.
I totally believe you.
You could literally, for their budget, buy those individuals their own car.
Yeah, but that car wouldn't have several layers of bureaucracy over it employing wealthy bureaucrats. Okay?
Unfortunately, you are dead on. Yes, you are correct. The new 2024 budget's out. I didn't read it before today. Every time I read it, it just makes me infuriated, by the way. So I try my best not to read it because the amount of things that we waste money on in regards to RTD is just huge. And again, their entire budget is larger than the Colorado Department of Transportation's budget is. It's absolutely insane the amount of money they roll through every year. And they yet will still tell you that there's not enough money.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I'm going to talk about something tomorrow or Thursday. I think it's Thursday. Tim Jackson's going to join me on Thursday. We're going to talk about, by the way, a deal that I feel the oil and gas industry in Colorado just made a deal with the devil in regards to what they're going to do when it comes to things like RTD and how much money will be additionally funneled into RTD out of a deal they just made with the oil and gas industry. It's ridiculous, folks. Absolutely ridiculous. And ultimately, this is Marxism at its best. Marxism wants all of you to be controlled and be told when you can move about. That's what RTD is all about. Don't let anyone for 1 second tell you that this is about mass transit. This is about making sure the poor have a way to get from here to there. This is not what mass transit is all about. Mass transit is a control of the population, period.
Right.
That's all it is.
Absolutely.
Plain and simple. So anybody that tells you otherwise is lying to you or is very, very, very misguided in their thoughts, because RTD is a Marxist idea controlling the population. That's all it is.
Yeah, and it's horrible.
It's awful.
The cost, the amount of money that is coming out in taxes, think about what that money could go to. Just forget about giving people cars. What if you had that money recirculated back into the free market in the Denver area? What it would do for jobs, what it would do for people at all levels.
So there's and I've got the pie chart here in front of me. The percent of budget that comes in from taxes, I was actually off. It's about 75% that comes from sale and use taxes. They get grants most likely from the feds, sometimes the state, but from the feds of about 17%. What do you think, Andy, their fares actually make up, budgetarily speaking, for RTD? What do you think? Given that I just told you that 75% and 17%, what do you think fares make up when it comes to RTD and their budget?
8.
5.
Where's the other 3?
Other revenue.
Oh.
I don't know, whatever that means.
Okay.
Advertisements, maybe. People put things on the buses and so on.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah,
that's probably
that
where
sense.
The other 3% comes from, is some of that sort of thing, I'm guessing. I'm just looking at the pie chart. But fares, folks, are 5%. Of their, no offense, folks, why can't everybody ride free given it's 5% of all of their intake?
Right.
Why isn't RTD just free to everybody?
Yeah, why charge at all?
Good question.
I mean, if we're shoving that much money into this dog.
Right. Why charge at all, Andy?
Yeah, why charge at all?
I mean, literally, folks, why are any of you paying to ride the bus or to ride the train or any of that nature? It should just be free. At 5%, it should be free. In fact, take the 5% out of your other taxes that are going to the state and call it good and ride free.
But John, RTD is strapped, I'm sure. They could never cut 5% out of their budget.
I could cut it tomorrow.
Oh, no kidding.
Literally could sit down and by tomorrow night have 5% cut out of their budget.
Yeah.
I could go through and look at probably a dozen, maybe two dozen line items and cut that 5% overnight.
Oh, easily. You cut. All you got to do is cut a couple bureaucrats out, and you've got it done.
Pretty much be there.
Yeah.
I mean, folks, this
I'll bet
is
they have
absolute...
They've got to have DEI officers. Get rid
sure.
of them.
It's highway there robbery what they're doing to you guys as taxpayers.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I talked about this with Josh up at Legacy and Ridgeline the other day because, you know, we're up in the north end of town. And for years and years and years, you know, they promised a train that would go, you know, a light rail train that would run all the way from Denver up into the Boulder Longmont area. Even charge additional taxes to make that happen, Andy.
Yeah.
Guess where that train is?
Where, John?
Nowhere to be found.
Do you care?
Other than the fact that everybody up in that area has paid for it?
Yeah.
I mean, as far as it running, no, I don't care. But those people should all get a refund.
Well, yeah. What a joke.
It's an absolute crock.
It's one big Marxist joke.
Yep, that's exactly what it is. Now, I didn't read through all of John's article. I've got it in my notes. You guys can read it for yourself. But, you know, bottom line is they're basically now going to take the ability for you all to even vote on who represents you in your district at RTD. Which, Yeah, John Caldera, thank you, Charlie. He was chairman of RTD at one point, so he knows very well how everything there operates. And they're literally now going to take away your representation in the way your money is spent at RTD. That's essentially what they're doing.
Yeah, because, I mean, we wouldn't want any oversight.
Oh, no, not at all.
My gosh.
So now it'll even get worse, Andy, than what it's been in the past. Because in the past, you've had people like Tina Francone, who I've had on and interviewed many, many times. She served on RTD's board for a while. John Caldera and others. There's been some really good, solid conservatives, which, by the way, have kept some things there in check. It's hard to keep it all in check with everything that goes on there. But at least there's been someone there to be somewhat, Andy, a check and balance of what's going on. That's now going away.
Well, John, the entire thing is one big Marxist program. Conservatives can only trim on that so much.
Correct. Well, now none anymore.
Now you,
Andy,
now you remove them altogether.
That's right. Now it's completely going away. So again, he starts off talking about how the Democrats accuse Trump of being a threat to democracy. What are they doing in Colorado?
Right.
Where's your representation when it comes to RTD being one of the largest entities that your tax dollars are going to? Literally, when you buy something, there's a percentage of what you just paid for that item that goes to RTD if you're in an RTD district, even if you don't live in that district. So you're somebody from Douglas County where they don't have RTD taxes, but you all of a sudden roll into Cherry Creek to buy something. Guess what? You're now paying for RTD.
Mm-hmm.
You roll over to Lakewood and buy something. It's got RTD on it. You'll see it right on your receipt when you buy something that that's what that tax is for.
Total waste. All that's doing is that's just going to a bunch of liberal bureaucrats.
Yep.
Then, by the way, they give a lot of that money to who? Democrat candidates.
Yeah. And
just thought
and John is very clear in this. What he's basically saying is their goal in this is, like we just said a moment ago, end taxation with representation. In other words,
right.
It will be without representation now.
Yeah, we're going to tax you and you have no say.
You have no say in where those tax dollars go.
They're untabering. Yeah, that's what they're doing.
That's exactly right. So, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next, 720-895-0500. That's Affordable Interest Mortgage. Call Kirk today. Find out what he can do for you on a mortgage. Again, 720-895-0500.
Are you waiting for rates to go down? Are all of your monthly payments too much? No room for taxes or insurance increases? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Do you have rates in the threes and fours on your mortgage? We can help you lower your total monthly payments by $700 to $1,200 a month. Money saved is money earned. 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage. Have you purchased a home in the last 2 years? With rates down 1% to 1.5%, start saving hundreds now. Take AIM and let our experience save you money. 720-895-0500. Have you taken out an FHA or VA loan? With rates dropping, they offer a streamlined loan that requires no income verification, no increase in current payoff, no appraisal required, and payments $250 to $400 a month lower. And you may also be able to skip two payments. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. We have been saving homeowners thousands since 2001. It's like giving yourself a raise. Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. That's 720-895-0500. NMLS 217147, regulated by DORA, Equal Credit Lender.
Group insurance analyst, you may be searching for a specific type of insurance. Guess what? GIA has got everything covered, including even special event insurance. E-GIA.com.
Finding the right health insurance plan can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars more in medical costs out of your pocket. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of ACA health specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs and at the very best premium. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance can help you navigate through the maze of health insurance options so you get the right plan to fit your needs at the best premium. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local hands-on service you don't get with a call center or online. Whether it is qualified health insurance plan, dental, life, or vision insurance, GIA has got you covered. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100. GIA is an authorized enrollment center for Connect for Health Colorado, the only place you can get an advanced premium tax credit to lower your premium.
Roof Savers of Colorado, you may still have some damage from the last storms we had last summer. We may have more storms coming through this summer. Make sure you're prepped and ready to go with your roof. Call Dave Hart today, 303-710-6916.
Replacing a commercial or flat roof is costly, not to mention the complications that can come with following new energy and environmental codes. We here at Roof Savers Colorado want to simplify things for you. Hi, I'm Madison Hart.
And I'm Elizabeth Hart.
Whether you are in property management or own a commercial property, we are here to help you save money and keep an energy-efficient and watertight roof.
Flat roof coatings increase the longevity of a roof while also providing UV reflectivity. And there is no need to worry about water accumulation on the roof. With a flat roof coating, water is able to sit on the roof without ever absorbing through it. This leaves the roof at an extremely low risk of experiencing leaks.
Roof Savers has your back. Don't let your commercial roof distract you from your bigger priorities. Let Roof Savers simplify your day-to-day responsibilities.
Call today at 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com. That's 303-710-6916 or go to roofsaversco.com to have a free inspection done on your flat roof.
Are you a retired salesperson? Would you like to make some extra income with minimal time involved and no pressure? I may have the perfect option for you. My name is Tom Lozano, and I am in the final clean business. What is final clean? We work with the major commercial construction companies in Colorado. When an apartment complex or hotel is just about finished, they need a final clean company to make the project ready for the owner. So what would you be doing? It's so simple. I teach you to find the right person at a commercial project. You introduce yourself to that person and give them a brochure. You pass the contact information over to me and you get paid. And there's a very nice back-end commission available if the job closes. Interested? Go to klzradio.com/final-clean. That's klzradio.com/final-clean. It'll be the easiest sales work you have ever done. klzradio.com/final-clean.
Now, back to Rush to Reason, presented by High Five Plumbing, where every call ends with a high five.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. And you, I would encourage you guys, just go to RTD's main budget website, or just Google RTD budget. I guess I could even put it in our, I was looking at it. Hold on, I can put it in our notes. Bring it back up here and put it in our notes. That way you guys can go look at it. It is eye-opening as to the amount of things that they actually spend money on and how it gets divvied up. So I don't want to get into all the great details, but I would encourage you, just for grins, go check it out.
Yeah, but at break, we were talking about it where we could cut here, cut there, cut here, cut there, and we came up with, guess what? We could pay people to take RTD.
Yep. All right, so in other things that are probably maddening is probably the best way to say it. Now, I will say there's nothing illegal about what's going on in this particular situation. A couple of you even sent me the article on this. I'd already seen it for my own eyes and already knew, by the way, that this was going on prior to this article even coming out. So a lot of the migrants, illegals, that are coming into the United States of America, the way they're able to actually earn money is they create an LLC, a limited liability corporation. You do not have to be a U.S. citizen to create a corporation, because a corporation, which, by the way, I don't want changed. So this is something I want to make sure I'm very clear on. I don't want changed. In the United States of America, a corporation is an entity, is a person. It's considered a person.
Right.
So who it's owned by gets into all sorts of other things that I'm not going to get into. But a lot of the migrants, by the way, are getting wise enough, or the people that are helping them are getting wise enough to where, how do they earn money? They form an LLC. One corporation writes another corporation a check. That particular corporation that this illegal immigrant has formed has its own EIN, which is an employment identification number. It has its own numbers and verification, by the way, that, and they then have to pay taxes and do things along those lines. So the plus side is there is some tax money that will be coming in off of that. But at the end of the day, that's how they're getting around not having a legal ID, work permit, you know, et cetera, to be able to be here and work.
Please elect Trump.
Please. Yeah.
People, please elect Trump.
That's a whole nother conversation, Andy. John and Cheyenne, go ahead, sir.
Hey, guys. So RTD, I know, John, I don't think, have you ever ridden it in your life?
Oh, on an occasion here and there. You know, I've been on the 16th Street Mall bus years and years ago. We did a trip one day, a tour out to the airport on the train. Had a good time doing that, by the way. It was fun just kind of learning how all that worked and so on. And then in the past, for the Boulder, I've ridden the bus to and from just to get to where you do the starting line and then, you know, take you back to your car later. That's about it, John. That's my extent of RTD.
So growing up in Brooklyn, the subway was there for us, and it was used. But to this day, only the mega cities, and I don't consider Denver a mega city.
No, we are not.
It's too sprawled out.
Correct.
The Northeast cities that are very compact, do they need mass transit? Yes, because there's, you know, there are people that are paying $2,000 a month for a garage spot in Manhattan.
Yeah, there's no parking.
No, there's no. That's right. There's no parking.
Boston's the same, I believe.
Boston, D.C.,
yeah,
Philly, all the cities are like that. So yes, they need it, but no mass transit system supports itself. It all has to be subsidized heavily, and that goes back. I don't know if you guys remember. There was a 1975. New York City almost went bankrupt. The classic headline on the front of the paper was Ford to New York dropped dead. I don't know if you guys remember that.
I don't remember that.
I do not.
It's classic. What happened is that New York City was about to go bankrupt, so they used to have the Triborough Bridge and Tunnel Authority, which took care of the bridges and tunnels, and the New York Transit Authority and the Long Island Railroad and the And they formed the Metropolitan Transit Authority and merged them all into one. So now more than half the tolls collected on the bridge and tunnel go to support mass transit. Is that fair?
No.
If it is $11 each way to cross the Verrazano Bridge right now.
Is it really?
$11.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yep. $11.
Amazing.
And people, well, now if you're a Staten Island resident, you get a sticker and you get a discount because the only way on or off Staten Island is by a bridge. There's no other way in or out.
Got it.
So they get a sticker, they get a break. But the other thing that New York City just did, and the money's going to go to support mass transit, is they did congestion pricing in Manhattan.
Right.
Using license plate tolls. And if you drive below 96th Street during that time, and you're not exempt, like taxi cabs, I believe, are exempt because they're considered part of mass transit, you're going to pay to just drive into New York City. Even if you wanted to avoid the tolls, nope, not anymore.
Right.
So the big cities are doing this. Now, I like your Denver RTD. It's fairly reliable, and most time I just use it to go to the ball game because what – that's another crime. $25 to park to go to a ball game.
Yep.
Where, you know, we could park, say, get a hotel out by Stapleton, or what do they call it now, Central Park? And take the RTD in for about, you know, you get the 24-hour ticket for about $5 each. And then this way also, if you want to have an adult beverage at the game, which I'm not endorsing or, you know,
yeah, if you do, you're safe going home and all that. So, yeah, good idea.
Yeah,
I get it.
It makes sense. Same thing. Isn't there an RTD stop right by where the Broncos play? Fairly close?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder, and I don't know, because I've never been to a game here, a football game out here yet.
The buses drop you off right at the stadium. They've got a route all the way in and out of the stadium, John.
Okay, and is it worth it to use?
I've never I can't answer that. I usually park at the church. I don't know.
So you pay whatever.
The church is like $20, and I feel it's going to somebody I can help out, why not? So I look at the parking there a little differently than anywhere else because I know it's going to good use.
Right, but I mean, it's just mass transit does have a place back east.
I agree. We're too spread out here, John, to make it work.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you weren't raised with it. John.
No, we were not. No. No, we were not.
Well, it's all cost benefit. John, it's all cost benefit. You're talking about, you know, far, far more people in a far, far smaller area going a less distance. So you're obviously not having to spend nearly as much per person per rider. Here, the amount of money that's going in per rider is astronomical.
Yep.
Yeah, that and that's what the difference is. I remember when I was living in Brooklyn when I got out of the Army and I was working in downtown Brooklyn in an office. It would take 30 minutes to drive downtown because there was so much traffic. Meanwhile, I could walk two blocks up to the subway, grab the paper, get a seat because it was right at the beginning of the line, and be downtown in 25 minutes, and I get to just relax and read the paper while I was on my way downtown.
Right.
So it does have its uses, but out here?
Yeah, not here.
I don't know. And they keep talking about it. I would like, why doesn't your illustrious governor who lives in Boulder ride that into his office every day instead of being driven by the state police?
That is another topic for another day, John.
But it would be a question nobody, not one journalist, if there's any left in Denver. Would
there are none. There's none left here, so you're not going to get that answer anyways, or that question asked, I should say. So,
yeah, nobody had the guts to ask him that question. But, you know, what's his name? Going back to when I was a kid, or Mayor Koch, he used to ride the subway every day from the Gracie Mansion where the mayor lives down to City Hall every day. He said both ways. He said that was just to show that he would ride it.
An interesting. Good for him.
Respect that. Hey, guys, have a good day.
You too, John. Appreciate you very much. We'll take our next time out. Gino's Auto Service is next. If you want something done to your vehicle, get it done right at Gino's Auto Service. And don't forget, Gino starts with a J, ginosautoservice.com.
Gino's Auto Service in Littleton is having a strut sale. Struts help in the stability and handling of your vehicle and provide a better ride. This month, get a $50 NAPA rebate with the installation of two NAPA Quick Struts or a $150 rebate with four NAPA Quick Struts. Have you had your struts checked recently? At Gino's, we check your struts every oil change. Stop in this month and we'll check your struts for free. For over 40 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. We back up our work with NAPA's nationwide, peace of mind, 36-month, 36,000-mile warranty. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Don't forget to check out all our Gino's Google reviews for a good snapshot of our business. Give us a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Stop in or visit us online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Golden Eagle Financial. Al Smith would love to help you plan for the future. Don't forget to listen to him tomorrow between 2 and 2:30 right here at KLZ, and you can find him at KLZ 560.
Life is always changing, so you need an advisor like Golden Eagle Financial to stay on top of your retirement plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial has experience responding to all the changes that happen in life. New jobs, regulatory changes, family circumstances, unforeseen events. All these things are reasons to make adjustments to your retirement strategy. Al can help you stay on top of these changes and respond in a way that benefits your goals and plans for a purpose-filled retirement. You can't be confident in a piecemeal plan. You need a solid, time-tested strategy from an advisor with abundant experience. Learn all you need to know about shaping your financial future with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial by going to klzradio.com/money. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Investment, LLC, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Golden Eagle Financial Limited are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents.
Dr. Scott Faulkner, have him be your doctor today. Call him at 303-663-6990.
Do you want to improve your health, fitness, and beauty? Are you an athlete recovering from an injury? A weekend warrior who is sore from your last workout? Do you have a chronic medical condition trying to meet a health and wellness goal? Or maybe you are looking for a great doctor who thinks the way you do. Dr. Scott Faulkner and Castle Rock Regenerative Healthcare is your path to a healthier tomorrow. Owner Dr. Scott is a board-certified internal medicine specialist, bringing decades of experience and expertise to the table. Dr. Scott is a true advocate of the latest advancements in healthcare. That's why he uses umbilical-derived stem cells, which have been clinically proven to be the most potent stem cells available. Worried about being lost in the crowd of impersonal healthcare? Fear not. Dr. Scott is a big picture doctor, not beholden to big pharma like some other providers. He takes the time to understand your unique needs and will customize your healthcare to fit you, your body, and your lifestyle. Reach your full potential and achieve your goals. Call Dr. Scott today at 303-663-6990 or visit him online at castlerockregenerativehealth.com or find him at rushtoreason.com.
Hey, it's time to get ready for summer. Whether it's your AC unit or your swamp cooler, Cub Creek is there for you. Cub Creek Heating and Air Conditioning, 303-656-5467.
Something about summer.
Get your whole HVAC system ready for summer with Rheem Certified Pro Partners Cub Creek Heating and AC. Cub Creek is offering $50 off their spring tune-up service, and what they offer is what you pay, with no add-ons, trip charges, or other costs. Cub Creek service goes through a 25-point inspection where they'll check the entire system inside and outside of the home. They'll clean the unit and lines completely, even the coils outside or pads on your swamp cooler, and it's all included in their upfront cost. A crucial difference with Cub Creek is that they clean the system before they check it. That means all the buildup, dust, and dog hair won't give them indications of costly issues that can be fixed just by cleaning the system before testing. Get in before the summer rush to turn on the air conditioner with no surprises and know what you're going to pay up front. Contact Cub Creek Heating and AC now at klzradio.com/HVAC.
Listen online, klzradio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
Hey, speaking of communist paradises.
Yes.
Cuba.
Ah, yes.
Which we all know has been that way for a very, very long time. Well, it's getting worse there.
No, how can it get worse?
4 years ago, the Cuban peso was worth one U.S. dollar. Today, it's worth 4.2 cents, and the country is literally running out of cash. People are hoarding cash in Cuba right now. Long lines outside of banks, ATMs. The main culprits are the government's growing fiscal deficit, the non-existence of banknotes with a denomination greater than 1,000 Cuban pesos, about $3 in our market, stubbornly high inflation, and the non-return of cash to banks. The official rate used by government industries and agencies is 24 pesos to the U.S. dollars, or to the U.S. dollar, while for individuals, the rate is 120 pesos to the dollar. However, the dollar can fetch up to 350 Cuban pesos on the informal market. According to official figures, inflation stood at about 77% in 2021, then dropped to 31% in 2023. But for the average Cuban, the official figures barely reflect the reality of their lives, since market inflation can reach up to three digits on the informal market. For example, a carton of eggs, which sold for 300 Cuban pesos in 2019, these days sell for about 3,100 pesos. They are literally becoming Venezuela 2.0.
You know,
but communism works, Andy.
Communism destroys lives everywhere you go.
Yep.
And I was raised to believe that that was the better system to ours. That and socialism.
How can you say that given what I just read?
Oh. John, people run away from, they run away from socialist nations all over the world to come here.
Yep.
They run away from blue states to red states. They run away from urban areas to get to suburban and rural areas.
Yep.
Everywhere it's used, people flee.
Yep.
And yet we keep being told this is the caring thing to do.
This is the future.
Gosh. Yeah. This is the future. You're living in the past.
Yeah. Well, if that's the kind of future, I don't want any part of it.
No.
None whatsoever. I mean, that is...
I didn't know it had gotten that bad in
that
Cuba.
I didn't either.
I had no idea.
Jersey Joe sent me this, and it's there's an article out on KSBW.com about this. I had
how
no idea it was that bad down there.
Well, they got to have a revolution. I mean, how can they live that way? You can't live that way, John.
You can't, Andy. Problem is,
I mean, that amount, okay. that amount for a dozen eggs, these people don't even make any money. How are they going to pay for the eggs?
I'm glad you just said that a moment ago. But how do you have a revolution where in communist countries you have nothing to defend yourself with? What are you going to attack with, Andy? Your butter knife? You have no guns.
Well,
you have
sure,
no ability
you
to
have,
do anything
You have
that
no
way.
Butter, so what else are you going to do with it?
I mean, this
I'm
is
kidding.
The, this is the lunacy. Well, this
yeah,
is
they
the reality
the
and the lunacy of their thought. Yeah, you basically de-arm your population, and then you can do these sorts of things.
Oh,
folks,
yeah.
That's what gun control does. Those of you that don't even believe in guns, or you believe heavily in gun control, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, because there's even some conservatives that think some gun control is good, no gun control is good.
John, all I have to ask is this. We all went through 2 years of government overreach during COVID. What do you think they would do to you if we were all disarmed?
You would be Cuban 2-0 or
yeah.
Cuba 2-0.
Yeah.
It'd be exactly like that here.
Absolutely.
Yep. Now, would it happen overnight? Of course not. It takes time, just like it did in Australia.
But it would happen.
It would. Yeah, look at what happened in Australia when it came to COVID.
Oh, my gosh.
They had a lot different results through COVID than we did because, again, they had no way to fight back because they also have been disarmed.
Right. So they, oh, yeah, the people were basically just imprisoned, locked
yep.
up in their homes, literally
you
locked
were,
up in their homes.
You were literally
chained.
Locked up in jail if you left your home. So
yeah.
absolutely you were locked into your
they
home.
They could do anything to you because why? You couldn't fight
you
back.
You can't do anything to fight back.
Don't worry. The government's armed. They could protect us. It doesn't work that way,
no,
guys.
No, when it gets to that point, government is used against you. This goes back to, and I know some of you, I've gotten emails on this, but I'm going to say it anyways. This is why I am so adamant that police agencies have no military-type vehicles in their fleet whatsoever. I don't care what police force it is. I don't care where they're at in the U.S. Police forces should not be militarized ever because of this very reason.
I don't know. I whether it is them or if they have access to help from the military, I just want them to be able to be equipped to deal with what, you know, whatever they may face.
To a degree.
I mean, there are cartels overrunning our streets now.
That's a different conversation.
Yeah. But that doesn't
and
mean
by the
that
way, that's
that
not
doesn't mean you got to militarize the cops, but
correct.
I do want but it does mean that they have to have easy access to be helped by the you know,
which they do.
The National Guard and so forth.
Correct. They do.
Yeah, just so they...
Yes. You know. That's another...
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
a different conversation. But yeah, to have, you know, for example, you know, Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, which is where I'm at, having any kind of armored vehicle, yeah, I'm against that. They don't need it. It's not part of what they do on a day-to-day basis. It's the, and I keep saying this, it's the numbing of people getting used to your police force being militarized, therefore having military police, which we never want in this country.
So you'd be against my idea of them having cannons?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Level Engineering is next. Find out if solar works for you. Talk to Alan Davis today. Find him at klzradio.com.
Getting affordable solar on your home without the tax credit is now doable with Alan Davis and Level Engineering.
I love Noah. I love that guy. Love his story. Now I have a bigger boat, but every time I hear that story, it makes me think about solar. Not sure why, but frankly, I see problems before they happen. Can you imagine living your whole life paying too much for your electricity? Let me say, make your family great again. Now I have just one question. How will you use your tax credit, pay for your little kid's college, go on that great vacation, or make a special gift to your church? Alan? Is the guy. Get in touch with him and grab your tax credit. Don't forget, if you don't get your tax credit, then the government keeps the money and makes more government. I don't like more government. Get your money now while you can. Call Alan Davis. He's your guy at 303-378-7537.
Call Alan Davis at 303-378-7537 or go to klzradio.com/solar. This isn't Rage Radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. Another full hour coming your way. Numbers USA, Eric Ruark is going to join us, and we're going to talk about Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, Venezuelans, and so on as we come back here at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, Andy.
Sounds good.
Sort of dovetailing into what we were just talking about a moment ago. So Andy, I, and Charlie will be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks. Hour number 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.